The New Orleans Pelicans and News Talk WRNO 99.5 FM proudly present Pelicans Weekly. It's a weekly radio magazine focused on the Pelicans, the fans, and the NBA. We'll get the latest from Pelicans players, coaches, and front office staff. Plus, we'll check in with our experts around the league. Tonight's show is brought to you by Smoothie King, Rule the Day, Chevron, the Human Energy Company, Cox, bringing us closer, and by Energy. We power life. Pelicans Weekly on News Talk WRNO starts now. Here's your host, Todd Graffanini.
Hello, New Orleans Pelicans fans. I am Todd Graffanini, radio voice of your New Orleans Pelicans. It is time for yet another edition of Pelicans Weekly. Each and every week at this time, it is wall-to-wall Pelicans. Don't pinch yourself, folks. The New Orleans Pelicans are the number one team in the Western Conference. 5 wins in a row, the longest winning streak since the end of the 2017-18 season. The Pelicans are 16-8 overall, including last night's big win in the Smoothie King Center, 104-96 over the scrappy Detroit Pistons. Zion Williamson, another double-double, 29 points, 10 rebounds. Jonas Valanciunas had his 296th career double-double with 14 points, 12 rebounds. Najee Marshall, huge off the bench with 17 points. But that wasn't it for the week, and Joe Cardosi will have highlights of all of those big wins. And we're going to have a little fun. Our own sideline reporter, Aaron Summers, with exclusive interviews with rookie Dyson Daniels and second-year player Trey Murphy. You want to take a listen to that, and then we'll set up what's coming up in the next week of Pelicans basketball. But first, let's turn it over to Joe Cardosi and highlights of the week that was.
Thanks, Todd. In case you're a Pelicans fan who hasn't been paying attention to sports news today, first of all, shame on you. Secondly, go ahead and take a peek. The Pelicans sit first in the West. That's right, first in the Western Conference as of right now. And we're going to tell the story of how they got there. A couple of absolutely electric games at the Smoothie King Center. Hopefully you got to get to one of them. If not, plan on getting to one soon, because these were not to be missed. It was prime time entertainment. Gonna start off at home, the New Orleans Pelicans facing the number two in the West at the time, Denver Nuggets. This was such a huge game for Jose Alvarado. And honestly, I think it might have been Trey Murphy's breakout game when it comes to his campaign to get into the dunk contest, because he had some absolute posters in this one. Tell you what I'm going to do, something a bit weird. This game was kind of ugly up until about the third quarter. It started to get very, very interesting. So let's jump ahead. Third quarter, Trey Murphy the third with a big steal and a score to bring the Pelicans lead up to 73-70 against the Nuggets.
Dyson Daniels on that defensive assignment, trying to post up Jokic. Does so. Bounce feed right to Murphy. And a steal. Now he's going to take on Jamal Murray. Euro step. Lefty layup good. He took him right on, did Trey. First 2 points. That's Murphy's third steal of the ball game.
Still in the third quarter. Billy Hernan Gomez getting a little more run with Jonas in foul trouble. Making the most of it. Dishing it to Zion for this huge dunk.
Two-man game with Billy. Bounce feed to Hernan Gomez. Alley-oop Zion. Slam it down, big fella. Beautiful feed from Billy.
A back and forth game. The Nuggets, of course, a tough opponent, and they would not go away. This Zion steal leads to the Pelicans taking the lead back.
Chanchar got free, and that got smashed out of there by Zion Williamson. Back the other way, Dyson Daniels, one-on-one with Jokic. He beat him to the rack and laid it in. So the Pels, 4 straight points out the timeout. And now of a one-point lead.
And here it is. I believe this is the very beginning of the legitimacy of Trey Murphy's campaign to enter the dunk contest. Second year, he has become just an absolutely sick in-game dunker, and it started with this power dunk over the MVP, Nikola Jokic.
Zion, head of steam. Kick it out to Billy. Extra pass, Trey. Drives to the rack. And will slam it in over the MVP! Get out of the way! Right hand power dunk!
Oh, did you think it was over there? Trey Murphy had other plans. A tomahawk dunk. Once again, over the MVP, Nikola Jokic.
Now Murray. Backs off, got it to Trey. Fly by on Chachar. Back to the rack! Tomahawk dunk number two over Nikola Jokic. Timeout, Mike Malone. Trey Murphy III has brought the house down.
Do not forget, just because he's dunking on people's heads and making posters doesn't mean he forgot how to shoot the three. Trey Murphy doing what he specializes in, and that's shooting the deep three.
Now Naji, up top Trey, deep straightaway three from Gretna. That's a West Bank three right there, baby.
That would bring the Pelicans' lead to 85-77 over the Denver Nuggets. As I said, Billy get a little more run in this game because of foul trouble for Mr. Jonas Valanciunas. Naji Marshall to Billy for the reverse dunk.
CJ, bounce feed to Naji, head of steam, no look to Billy. Reverse dunk, Hernan Gomez. Timeout, Mike Malone. The Pelicans are sharing the basketball, but it all starts on the defensive end.
Now, this was a huge Jose game, and I wanted to start the highlights right here for Jose because it seemed like every time he made a bucket in the fourth quarter, it was a career-high something for him. And it began right here when Jose hit his, at the time, career-high sixth three-pointer in the fourth.
Kick it to Jose, steps into a left-wing three. Career-high three number six for Alvarado. And now one below his career high of 23 points.
Don't forget, we've got a guy named Zion Williamson on our team. He's good at the sport of basketball. He had a good game himself. Here he is scoring his 20th point of the game.
Now, Zion going to set a screen. Cross court to Devontae Graham. Graham, couple dribbles. Left free throw line extended Z. Drives on Gordon. Powers in. Adjusts in midair. Scoop it with a left hand off the window and in. Thought he was going to go over the front iron and then a nifty move in midair.
Like I said, Jose Alvarado was just breaking his own records all game long in this one. Alvarado hitting his seventh three-pointer of the game. Absolutely electric.
Jokic is off the bench. Here he comes. Brown lost it. Ball on the deck. Still rolling, taken by Z. Bounce feed to Alvarado. Extra pass, Naji back to Jose. Left wing three. Good! Seven is a lucky number for Alvarado. Now Ish Smith fouled in the front court by Jose. Seven threes by Jose. Jose, Jose, Jose. Call him up, baby.
Fourth quarter, Pelicans starting to pull away, starting to feel good. Our own play-by-play man, Mr. Todd Graffinini, actually starting to relax just a tiny bit. Larry Nance Jr. has been such an underrated addition to this team. His athleticism does not go unnoticed, and it was on display here with a big block.
At the nail, spins left, drives it, blocked by Nance, my goodness! Taken by Murphy, chest to Jose.
Jose, 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 Jose. Jose Alvarado hitting his eighth three-point shot of the night, bringing his total to 34 points. Pels lead 109-95. That is, of course, Jose Alvarado's career high.
McCollum posting up Billy left of the lane. Up top, Jose straightaway three. Number eight for Alvarado. And that was deep. Jose back across the way. He is calling them up in section 101. They're all on their feet in the Smoothie King Center. 34 for Alvarado.
And again, it was just Jose's night. So I'm just going to add one more Jose highlight as just a mwah, cherry on top. Jose hitting his career high now, 36th point in an NBA game against the Denver Nuggets.
111-97. Zion shovels to Jose. Drives in. Teardrop. Down! Keep adding to your total. Jose. 36 for Alvarado.
And Jose pretty much sealed the Nuggets' fate that night. 121-106 over the Denver Nuggets. The Pelicans would take care of the second place Denver Nuggets in the West, improving their chances to move up. That's called foreshadowing. After this break, we will break down the Pelicans' dramatic win over the Detroit Pistons, ensuring, at least partly, that they would move into first in the West. More Pelicans Weekly after this.
Welcome back to Pelicans Weekly on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back to Pelicans Weekly. I'm Joe Cardosi. Our own team reporter Aaron Summers caught up with rookie Dyson Daniels on Media Day, and they had one of the most interesting conversations, in my opinion, of all Media Day. Dyson talks about his upbringing, some interesting times in Australia, and much more with Aaron Summers.
Dyson, what were some of your best moments as an athlete?
Well, first of all, my best moment as an athlete was getting drafted for sure. Being drafted to the Pelicans, a dream come true. It was always a dream of mine to be able to play in the NBA. I think represent my country for the first time at the highest level, playing for the Australian Boomers, was definitely a big achievement for me. And I think, being able to compete in the World Cup as well was also very, something that I dreamt of as a kid.
How did you choose your current uniform number of 11?
I started playing when I was 5 years old, and I was number 11. So through a whole junior career, I've been number 11. So it's been on my back through it all. So me and 11, we go way back. So no real deep meaning, but it's just, we've been through it all, so might as well stick with it.
Yeah, just no reason behind it. You just kind of kept rocking with
exactly.
It.
Exactly. We've been together for a while.
What is one thing fans might be surprised to know about you?
One thing fans, I'm a country boy, so I grew up in the country. I always used to go to my friend's farm, just to shear sheep, fight kangaroos, just do all country stuff that you did in Australia, ride dirt bikes and stuff like that. So that's what I did growing up.
What does a kangaroo fight look like?
They get up on two legs, they put their arms up, and it's basically fighting a human. But some of them get strong, so you gotta pick and choose who you fight. it was fun growing up in Australia, and I had fun just being a kid, getting outside, outdoors, doing kid things.
Are there any horror stories from these fights? Did you ever come away with a black eye?
Nah, I never came away. I was a one hit one. I'd hit and run, so I never stay. I was always I got a dog that, he'd chase him around, and, he'd always, make me, come help him out and stuff like that. So I try to stay out of it, but, sometimes I don't want to move.
I love that. What is your favorite thing about New Orleans so far?
My favorite thing about New Orleans is the food, for sure. I've been pointed in the right direction for some good food. So, for me, the food here is the best I've ever had, anywhere. So, I got to get good seafood, tried some gumbo. That was really good. So, I'm just loving the food here, and the people here are very nice as well.
Do you have any pregame rituals, anything that you do before every game?
One, I put my left shoe on before I put my right shoe on every time. Don't know why. I just played good one time I did it, so I just thought I'd stick with it. Just left shoe before right shoe.
So you're superstitious?
I guess, yeah, in that way, but that's the only thing I have. I'm not superstitious, but I guess I do have a little bit in me.
What was your first job?
I was working at Domino's Pizza, so I was cutting pizza, making the dough. This was when I was 15 years old, so I loved that. It was good fun.
Do you actually have to spin the dough and flip it around on your hand and do all that kind of stuff?
We put it through a machine, and then I put it on the plate, stretch it out a little bit. So it wasn't the full Italian, flip it on your finger cut type thing, but I guess I'd make it, you put the dough in the machine, you spread it out and stuff on the plate.
What would you be doing if you weren't an NBA player?
If I was an NBA player, I'm not smart, so it wouldn't be anything knowledge-wise. I guess I played Australian football growing up. I was pretty good at that, so I guess I'd probably play Australian football or something like that, but I'd probably be in trouble if I wasn't in the NBA.
Do you have any friends, close friends, playing in the NBA on other teams?
Yeah, my friend Josh Giddey, you know, I grew up with him in Australia. So he plays for the Thunder. You know, we grew up playing against each other, with each other. So, you know, he's one of the Australian guys that I know, Joe Ingles as well. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to make new relationships, I'm sure, you know, during my time.
And then this is the last one. Who was your favorite athlete as a kid?
My favorite athlete was Russell Westbrook growing up. You know, I was a Russell Westbrook fan. Just the mentality he brought to every game, the way he went about it. So, you know, definitely him and, you know, the GOAT LeBron James.
Thank you so much for the time. It was good getting to know you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Aaron. Great stuff from Dyson there. Want to get to the highlights of the Pelicans versus the Pistons game from last night. And there are so many highlights to play, I just want to stay out of the way. Let's just say it was a big night for Naji Marshall, big night for Zion Williamson. I will let radio voice of the Pelicans, Todd Graffanini, take it from here.
Daniels, alley-oop, Nance can't catch it, but yes, Trey Murphy can and will dunk it in. Put that man in the dunk contest. Now Knox, tied up by Nance. Zion never got back. Chest pass to Z in the front court, and he is bear hugged by Joseph, and he just throws it up, and it goes in anyway. And Zion just put his left hand about a foot off the ground and said, I just big manned you, Corey Joseph. Don't try to do that to me. Now Zion drives, right baseline, kick it left corner, Daniels for three, good. Just how you draw that baby up. Picked up by Bay, got a Valanciunas pick, stops top of the key, and now backs it out to the wing, trying to post up Jonas. Instead, he drives, and now he shovels it to Jonas underneath the restricted arc and a lay-in. Well done, Naji Marshall. Now it's feed to Marshall, left corner. Now Jonas straddling the arc, left wing. Handed off to Jose, drives, kick it back to Naji, pops the left angle three, and splashed for Naji Marshall. Rebound Valanciunas, outlet to Dyson Daniels. Dyson front court right, picked up by Ivy. Now straddling the arc, Jonas bounce feed to Dyson, hangs in the air and lays it in. A little double clutch layup. He seemed to levitate, did the Aussie. Tough finish. They're on the floor. Now Zion spins away, kick it out Murphy, right corner three. Good. Another spin move by Zion Williamson, and this time he gets the assist. Now Zion one-on-one with Stewart, drives right at him. Floats it up with a left hand and in, power move, and Zion with a left arm bicep flex. Alvarado starts, stops, kick it to Daniels, left wing, throw it down low, Jonas. Extra pass, Alvarado in the corner, no look back to Jonas, right hand hook, no, and slammed in from the weak side, two hands, Zion Williamson.
Front court, Daniels. Test of wills here tonight. Dyson, left angle, Naji for three.
Good, Naji Marshall with a heat check. His third made three of the night in as many attempts.
One-on-one, kick it back to Marshall. Left wing three on the way. Off to the right, no good. Volleyball back.
Williamson with a back pass to Marshall. Gets to the rack and lays it in. What about that save by Zion Williamson? A behind-the-back save to Marshall.
Dern. Oh, strip Marshall. He had an easy layup. Up the floor, Trey. Alley-oop Z.
Slam it in left hand. That was a ridiculously tough catch. He was nearly behind the backboard.
Three ball Trey.
He answers from the right wing. So you trade threes out of the timeout.
Corner back to McCollum, shot clock at eight. He drives, he falls from the baseline. Floater no,
and followed in by Naji Marshall. Left of the bucket with two hands.
And that would be it. The Pelicans would never look back. They would take care of the Pistons at home, 104-98. And with the loss of the Suns to the Boston Celtics, the Pelicans now sit first place in the West. A very fun interview with Trey Murphy III with our own Aaron Summers coming up after these messages.
Welcome back to Pelicans Weekly on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back to Pelicans Weekly on WRNO. I am Joe Cardosi, producer of the Pelicans radio broadcasts. Our own team reporter, Aaron Summers, caught up with Trey Murphy III on Media Day. And what an entertaining guy. He's been having some great run as of late, hitting threes, making dunks. Couldn't be happier for him. Here is Aaron Summers' interview with Trey Murphy.
Trey, who is the funniest teammate?
Other than myself, I would probably have to say Najee Marshall.
Why?
He's just one of those people where, like, everybody's thinking it and he says it. And then also he says things that nobody thinks of. And you're just like, how do you even think of things like
just
this?
Just wild.
Yeah.
Who's the friendliest, most talkative person on the team?
Billy Hernan Gomez, without a doubt. And if anybody else says differently, they don't know Billy.
Yeah, I mean, he smiles nonstop.
Yeah,
definitely. So then who's the happiest?
Once again, Billy Hernan Gomez, probably the happiest person. Anybody that can come into a locker room and yell every single morning, no matter what day it is, back to back. We've just had a road trip for 7 days, still yelling the next day. It has to be Billy.
On the opposite side of that, who's the quietest?
The quietest person on our team is weird because our team's really goofy. Mm-hmm. And to the public, there are a lot of people that are probably quiet, but I don't know of anybody quiet on our team. Actually, I want them to talk less. But I would probably have to say probably Dyson. He talks, but like not in like he don't put a lot of bass in his voice.
Is this a situation where Dyson's gonna get more comfortable? We're gonna see more of his personality?
Absolutely.
Okay, look forward to that. Yeah. Who's the most sarcastic?
You couldn't see this on the radio, but I just got pointed at for being most sarcastic. I don't understand why, but I guess I'll put myself as that vote for most sarcastic.
And the smartest?
Oh. If I can't say myself, I'm going to say a tie between Garrett Temple and CJ McCollum.
See, everybody has said themselves. So that's just kind of how it's going today.
Well, see, like, I'm not, like, narcissistic. So, you know, I'm going to go along with the thing.
Who has the best bromance on the team?
The best bromance is most definitely Najee and Jose. Very bromantic and display a lot of bromance. And it might be bro much. Is that something?
Why not?
Sure.
If you had a sister, because you don't, right?
No, I'm only child.
Who is a teammate that you'd be most willing to introduce to a sister?
None of them.
Why?
I don't know. My sister's not dating anybody.
You don't trust any of them?
No.
I'm
so serious right now.
What about you? Do you think you'd be a good candidate to date somebody else's sister?
I mean, yeah. I mean, what's not to like?
Right, okay.
Funny, you know, smart guy, handsome. What else? I mean, what else you need?
All right. Well, thank you, Trey. I appreciate the time.
I appreciate y'all.
All right. Thank you so much, Aaron, Dyson, and Trey. Let's set up what's coming up this week in Pelicans basketball. And it is a big one, as always. It's going to start tomorrow night in the Smoothie King Center. 7:30 is your tip time. A playoff rematch with the Phoenix Suns. But that won't be it. That weekend with the Suns, also another Sunday matinee, 2:30 tip in the Smoothie King Center. It is going to be an electric atmosphere, to say the least, in downtown New Orleans. Then we head to the road. So no show actually for the next 2 weeks, as there will be games the next two Thursdays. I am Todd Graffanini, radio voice of your New Orleans Pelicans. Thank you so much for listening to Pelicans Weekly.
Pelicans Weekly was brought to you by Smoothie King, rule the day. Ibotta, cash back made easy. Ochsner Health System, the official healthcare provider of the New Orleans Pelicans. And SeatGeek, get your seat in a seat.